Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Let's go ahead and get the Fish Family Code out of the way. A little this date in baseball history. In 1957, on September 22nd, Duke Snider hit two home runs. That marked his fifth straight season with 40 or more round trippers. Today's Fish Family Code is Duke, in honor of our good friend Duke Snider, Dave Van Horn's broadcast partner in Montreal for 14 seasons. Meanwhile, last night at the ballpark, the Marlins finished off their series against the Nationals. Max Scherzer pitched a gem for the Nats. With the gem of a rewind, here's Geff.
Well, the Marlins tonight had a chance to sweep the second-best team in the National League over the course of this season. To do it, they would need to beat, arguably, the best pitcher in the National League in 2016, Max Scherzer, and they couldn't get it done. They fall to the Nats 8-3 tonight. Washington able to salvage the final game of this three-game series. The Marlins pitching had been brilliant in this series, allowing a three-run home run to Danny Espinosa in the fifth inning in Monday night's game, and that was it. And nothing last night. Jose, eight innings of three-hit shutout ball. David Phelps slamming the door in the ninth. And through the first couple of innings in this one, Tom Kohler kept the Nationals off the scoreboard. Nats had scored three runs in 20 innings in the series, none in the last 15, until the top of the third, when in a scoreless game, Kohler walked the leadoff man Danny Espinosa. The pitcher Max Scherzer dropped down a sacrifice bunt. That put him at second base with one out and brought Trey Turner to the plate for the Nats. Last two nights, this is the third time since he came up, he's been held hitless in back-to-back games. Pickoff play at second, thrown into center field. Gets by D, backed up by Yelich. Espinosa goes to third. Now a bobble by Yelich. Espinosa coming home, and he's going to score to give the Nats a 1-0 lead. Probably go double error there. E1, E8. That is exactly how the official score went. Double error. E1 on the throw by Kohler. E8 on the juggle in center by Yelich. And the Nationals had an unearned run and a 1-0 lead. They would extend that lead against Kohler in the fourth. A single by Bryce Harper was erased on a terrific fielder's choice play by Danny Echevarria at shortstop, diving to his right and then from a seated position, firing to D. Gordon at second base to erase Harper. Anthony Rendon reaching safely after Wilson Ramos grounded out for the second out in that fourth inning. A two-out walk to Stephen Drew extended the fourth for the Nats and got Ryan Zimmerman to the plate. Ozuna gives away the left field line for Zimmerman, who drives one over Ozuna's head. He's going back on it. He's on the track. He's at the wall, and it's into the Clevelander. Ryan Zimmerman has hit a three-run homer, and the Nats open up a 4-0 lead. His 15th of the season and his 10th here at Marlins Park. More home runs hit in this park by a visiting player than anybody since the park opened up in 2012. Well, Espinosa struck out in the fourth inning, but that would bring Tom Kohler's night to a close. Kohler in four tonight, allowed four runs, three earned on two hits. He walked three, struck out three, allowed the Zimmerman home run. TK in four innings, 85 pitches, 49 strikes. Dustin McGowan came out of the bullpen to pitch the fifth inning, allowed a leadoff single to the pitcher, Max Scherzer. Trey Turner then hit what looked like a double play ball to the shortstop, Echevarria, but Etch's throw sailed over the head of D. Gordon into right field. So the error, the third in the game for the Marlins, but men at the corners with nobody out for Jason Wirth.
See if they can get another double play ball. Nope. Ground ball, base hit through the left side to drive in a run. It's 5-0 Washington as Wirth collects his 66th run batted in. And Jason Wirth comes up with his second hit in this series.
McGowan will come back to strike out the next two, Harper and Rendon, and escape that fifth inning. But it was 5-0 Nats at that point. Brian Ellington struck out a pair in a perfect sixth inning. Then in the seventh, Austin Bryce on to pitch. The Marlins still trailing in this game 5-0 when with one out, he faced Trey Turner, red hot coming into this series, but 0-for-11 as he stood in the seventh. 3-2 to Turner is hammered toward the left field corner. He hit it well. He hit it out of here. It's a fair ball. And Trey Turner snaps the 0-for in the series. His first hit in 12 at-bats is his 12th Major League home run, making it 6-0 Nationals. He's a 23-year-old rookie born in Boynton Beach. He went to Park Vista High School in Lake Worth. A lot of friends and family here. It had taken a while for Turner, but finally he picks up a base hit here at Marlins Park. His home run made it a 6-0 lead in the seventh inning. Max Scherzer had a two-hit shutout in that 6-0 lead into the bottom of the seventh. Shutout didn't last for long, though. First man he faced in the seventh, Christian Yelich. Christian Yelich to lead off 0-for-2. High fly ball. First ball hitting deep to right. Harper back in front of the bullpen, and it is out of here. A home run for Yelich. There goes the shutout. Christian Yelich, number 20 on the season. His 95th RBI. It's a 6-1 game. And the Marlins weren't through. Marcelo Ozuna walked against Scherzer after Justin Bour popped to second and Teoscar Hernandez grounded to second. Marlins had a man at second base with two down. Scherzer trying to get through the seventh facing pinch hitter Derek Dietrich. The 1-0, and Derek hits a fly ball to right, sending Harper back again onto the track at the wall. Goodbye! Home run, Derek Dietrich, and suddenly it's a 6-3 game. Dietrich 4 for his last 4 as a pinch hitter. His second pinch hit home run since last Friday night in Philadelphia. That made things very interesting all of a sudden, that 2-run shot. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Scherzer's night was over after the Dietrich homer. 6 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs. Walked 2, struck out 8, allowed those 2 seventh inning homers, 104 pitches, 71 strikes. Blake Treinen came on, got pinch hitter Jeff Francoeur, ground out to end the seventh inning. Marlins trailed 6-3. They'd made things a little bit more interesting headed to the eighth. Fernando Rodney trying to keep it a 6-3 game, but he was immediately in trouble in the eighth inning. Allowed a leadoff hit to Anthony Rendon. Man on, nobody out for Wilson Ramos. A winning record in April, May, June, and July. 10-18 in August. There's a ball ripped down the left field line. Fair going to scoot along the foul line into the corner. Extra bases for Ramos. They're going to wave Rendon around third. He'll score without a throw, and the Nats get a run back to go up 7-3 in the eighth. Ramos will go to third base in a single by Stephen Drew with men at the corners and still nobody out. Ryan Zimmerman struck out, out number one for Rodney. Then he faced shortstop Danny Espinosa. Drew at first base, Ramos at third, one down. Pitch in the air, shallow left center. Ozuna's under it. He's got it lined up well, makes the catch. Runner coming home. Ozuna's throw, a strong one. JT the tag, but he got around it. Ramos slides in safely on a sack fly to make it 8-3. And 8-3 would be our final score tonight. Mark Zepchinski and Sean Kelly would combine in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. And there was no saving it, but Mark Melanson, the closer, came on for the ninth to get some work in. And he struck out a pair and setting down the side 1-2-3. Nationals lost the first two here in Miami, but they leave with a victory tonight, 8-3, your final score. For the Nationals, 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 4 men left. For the Marlins, 3 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors. They strand 3. Max Scherzer, the winner, 18-7. Tom Kohler, the loser, 9-12. Time of the game was 3 hours, 10 minutes. And a crowd of 17,836 goes home disappointed. Nats, with the victory, snap a 4-game losing streak. They're 89-63 on the season. They are now 43-35 on the road. They have a magic number of 2 to win the National League East, because while they were winning here, the Mets were losing at home to the Braves. Meanwhile, for the Marlins, they ended up a 3-game winning streak. They had won 8 of 12 coming in. They win this series 2 games out of 3. They've won 3 of the last 4 series. But with the loss tonight, they're back to 500, 76 up, 76 down. Now 38-36 here at Marlins Park with 7 home games remaining.
The New York Mets got hurt this week by the Atlanta Braves, getting swept in 3 games at Citi Field. Now the Marlins meet those same Braves for 4 over the weekend under the roof at Marlins Park. Series starts tonight at 7:10. Our broadcast begins at 6:40 with Marlins on deck. Kyle Seeloff tees us up. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner bring you the live play-by-play on MLB.com. The MLB at Bat app is my favorite way to listen. Also, tune your radios to 940 Winds in the Miami Marlins Radio Network.